Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Brad Koenig and Debbie Stanton of the Washington Domestic Violence Coalition, speaking about the holidays and some events coming up.
One thing I wanted to touch on also, Debbie's mentioned earlier that we have such a strong coalition here of five other board members, and then we have three other volunteers that regularly attend our meetings and help us. And again, they do not see anybody or know any names of who I work with. And that just goes to show the strength of people in the community here and what they do. And many of our board members put many hours of work in a day and a month, you know, to help us out and basically not know who these things are going to.
It's almost like Santa and his elves.
It is. It is. And, you know, I've been so blessed to meet everybody on our coalition. They have done great work and continue to come up with new ideas as this, that's how this birthday program came up. And I think it's a great idea, and it's going to, you know, I really believe it's going to go over very well.
And sometimes people think if they don't see it, that it doesn't happen here. Is this something that's needed here in Washington County?
Oh, absolutely. I'm currently working with six different females right now in the county, and that number goes up and down. It kind of slows down a little bit over the holidays because everybody wants to get along, but there's a spike in mid-January, early February, when people, you know, they're kind of confined. The holidays are over. It's back to normal life and things like that. At one time, I've had a caseload of 15 people here just in Washington County. And people come in and out of our program for as they move along in what their problems are. Some people just want to call and have somebody to talk to that understands. And some people, you know, need relocation, and we help with everything.
You know, if people want to get the understanding of the breadth of the problem, if you went downtown at all in October and saw the ribbons that were hanging up, those were put up by our coalition, and they represented the number of men and women who in their lifetime will be personally affected by domestic violence, by physical violence in a relationship. And I mean, we just about covered the trees in the downtown park with purple and blue ribbons, and then had it up in the library. So if people saw that and weren't sure what that was representative of the actual statistics in our counties.
And the last thing I'd like to bring up before I let you go for the holidays, if somebody is listening and they need help, what do they need to do?
All they need to do is make a phone call. I can give you a number, and that is 319-520-0554. Everything we do is free and confidential. And I know it's hard to write numbers down, especially if you're living in a situation that you need to get out of. You can call the radio station, and they can give you my information. You can call the library. You can call the Hometown Inn and Suites. You can call Choices. You can call the New Attitude Spa. All these businesses either have coalition members working for them or running the businesses, and they will pass the information, my information, along to you. They will not ask what your name is. You do not have to give them your name. Just tell them you're looking for the Domestic Violence Coalition, and they can get us in touch.
We also have a Facebook page that's been really
Yes.
active, and the phone number is right at the very top of the header of the Facebook page. But a lot of people are on Facebook, so it's a nice safe way to just learn a little bit more about what we do.
And we'll also be sure to put that phone number up with this story on kciiradio.com.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's been today's Washington Page with Brad Koenig and Debbie Stanton of the Washington Domestic Violence Coalition. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.